Yeah, I think, Catherine, the picture today shows that Northern has shown is quite substantially ahead in the incident rate from other areas. And, you know, I'll be asking people to please try their best to knuckle down and try their best to keep their contacts to a minimum, because like we are coming now to a time of year where we're only 2 weeks today away from Christmas Day. And I mean, people don't want to be self-isolating over Christmas, and you don't want to be not able to see your loved ones, your father, your mother, your aunt or uncle or granny or granddaughter. You don't want to be in positions that people can't see their loved ones over Christmas. So I would be emphasising to please try as much as we can to, you know, keep our contacts to a minimum, and that a non-essential things shouldn't and hopefully won't be happening over the next few weeks. I think that, you know, the likes of the dancing classes and the you know, even some of the sports, I think people should take a serious look at clubs and organisations at the minute to you know, stop all those things to after Christmas and see where we are then, because I think that at the minute things are spiralling out of control.
As a councillor, you've obviously been in touch regularly with people. What is the feeling like on the ground in North Inishowen at the minute?
Well, people are very nervous at the minute. I think the time of the year is one of the things that's making them nervous. And, you know, we do know that there's a number of schools where there's been incidents of COVID as well. And people are keeping their children away from school and not sending their children to school for the simple fear of not being able to be with their loved ones at Christmas, let it be a close contact. And I mean, people can be a close contact very, very simply. And this virus is spread very, very simply and very, very quickly. So people are very nervous and very fearful at the moment. And, you know, I think maybe, you know, that the government as well, maybe at this particular moment of time, maybe should take a look at some of those things and see how can we stop that spread for Christmas, and maybe even alleviate the possibility of schools closing a little bit earlier than a couple of days before Christmas. I think would alleviate the problem, and would definitely would, you know, for families and for mothers and fathers, it might alleviate their stress and their anxiety at the moment over not being able to maybe meet people over Christmas.